Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Well, after that last segment, we had to go a little more highfalutin, which is why we're now going with the old school English. And QB or not QB, that is the question. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin is presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. It's great to have you with us. Hope you're having a great day. So here we go. Here's the deal. If you're just new to this, we're going to go through every single division until we're done with all eight. Yesterday, NFC East down the chute. You can check that out on the podcast. Today, we're up with the AFC East, and the name of the game is pretty simple. QB or not QB? That is the question, the major question surrounding each of the starting quarterbacks in the division. Today is the AFC East, and I don't think I've ever said this before. If I said it, I probably said it like 25 years ago. For the first time, the reigning AFC East champions.
Buffalo Bills.
Okay, I think we know they're keeping Josh Allen, but the question is, at what point do you feel comfortable extending him, considering it's been one great year?
Well, I'm going to take a look at it, and I'm going to talk it over with everybody and make a decision. And the decision that I'm probably going to make is, let's wait and see one more year. We got an opportunity to franchise this guy. We could pick up his fifth-year option, but we could also franchise him if we need time to get a long-term deal struck with Josh Allen. He's certainly on a positive trajectory. There's no question about it. But then I look at the Jared Goff deal. I look at where Mitch Trubisky was at. I look at Carson Wentz. They all had some success in their first couple years. For the most part, Mitch Trubisky was there to lead them into the playoffs. And then you look at Jared Goff Super Bowl. You look at Carson Wentz getting them in a position to go to the Super Bowl, then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose on all three of them. It makes me a little nervous. I'm going to wait.
I get a long-term deal done if I can get it at a favorable rate. I think if you're around like the $40 million a year rate, I think that could work. Because if you hedge the bet on this one, Zubin, if you let him play and he plays exponentially better, you could be talking about spending a lot more money in years to come.
If he plays exponentially better than he did, they'll give him every single cent. Matt Schick, ESPN radio host, hardcore Bills fan. Believe it or not, even after what he saw this year, slow it down.
Look, as much as I appreciate what Josh Allen did last year, we just need to be patient here. He took a huge jump this past season. We love him for it. We thank him. It was great. Getting to the AFC Championship game was incredible. But we need to make sure it wasn't a one-off. We just saw what happened when Jared Goff took the Rams all the way to the Super Bowl. They gave him a massive deal, and then he regressed. And then the Rams had to mortgage their future to unload him. I do not want that to be the case with Josh Allen in Buffalo. Look, I'm confident. But we've waited 25 years for a playoff win. What's one more year to make sure we have the guy who can lead us for another 10 years?
That's a good question. The Bills clinched in week 15 because this team, believe it or not, was again hot on their heels, overachieving.
Miami Dolphins.
Is Tua the guy?
I think Tua is the guy if I can't get Deshaun Watson. I drafted him for a reason. I need him to continue to grow. I don't want to stop his progress. He did well for us last year. Didn't do as well as we'd have liked, but the jury is still out on him. If I get Deshaun Watson, history to Tua.
I mean, did he have a rookie year like Joe Burrow? No, I mean, before Joe Burrow got hurt. But all I'm saying is, let's give him a full offseason. Let's give him a regular preseason. And let's actually talk about the fact he's had dual offensive coordinators. That has to be difficult to juggle. Let's see how he does in the second year before we just make this horrible thing, saying, let's get rid of him. Get rid of him right now. Unless you can get rid of him for Deshaun Watson.
Right. The jury is still out. That's Matt Schick. He's talking about Barry Sheck with the jury. Here's Tua last week on the show. Swag. This is my job. I don't care about trade talk.
To answer that question, quite honestly, I haven't really heard too much about that, you know, until it was told to me by my agent. The way I'd answer that is I'm the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, right now I can only control what I can control. And so my focus, my big focus is, you know, getting better from this year one to year two jump. And by doing so, that's with my eating, with my off-season program. I'd say the reason or the way I'd want to get better is with my pre-snap reads, is going up to the line, my pre-snap operation with telling the guys to play, knowing where everyone goes, understanding what everyone has to do, and going out there and executing that play.
We will see. Pats had their 11-year streak of winning the division snapped. Let's go to New England.
New England Patriots.
Cam, back or not?
I'm bringing Cam Newton back. I think when I look at everything and not having enough players around him and the pandemic and him getting there late and truncated training camp and all of the sort of things, I think I can fix that. Just got to figure out who else to surround him with?
I'm not bringing Cam back. I think actually the Redskins, not the Redskins, the Washington football team are going to probably outbid the Patriots and what they would like to spend for Cam. I see a Jimmy G, a Jacoby Brissett, or if you're able to get a guy like Marcus Mariota, he can help your franchise way better.
Pats reporter Mike Reese in agreement with Jay.
I would say right now, Key, I would look in a different direction. And I think part of that was the limitations they had in the passing game. I have to believe, and I sense this, they'd like to be better in that area, and they're sort of balancing two parts. One, they didn't necessarily put Cam in the best position to succeed as a passer because of the weapons around him. At the same time, I think they're going to look at quarterbacks that maybe they envision being a little bit more efficient in that area, and there's a lot of questions as to who that might be, but I sense that they're poking around some other options.
That was Mike Reese on the show from a freezing Gillette Stadium. Last place, as always, belongs to
New York Jets.
Darnold, here we go.
Much like the Miami Dolphins, unless I can get Deshaun Watson, which is an upgrade, I'm sticking with Sam Darnold, and I'm figuring out what to do with the number two pick overall. Maybe I move down, pick up some of the things that I need, but I'm certainly not ready to move on from Sam. I think he offers some exciting things. He just needs to be surrounded around the right cast of characters, both as a coaching staff as well as players.
I agree. If I can't get Deshaun Watson, I stay with Sam Darnold for another year.
Greeny says the answer is simple. Number one Jet fan at ESPN.
The argument for getting rid of Sam Darnold is pretty simple. It has just been a disaster in every conceivable way, and both sides probably need a fresh start. I still believe in Darnold, at least I believe in his talent, but he probably needs to go somewhere else and start over again. And the Jets probably need the same thing. They need to rid themselves of everything that reminds them of the last 2 years, and through no fault of his, Darnold is part of that. So that, to me, would be the reason to move on.
I agree, but how many times can you start over, Key? This is a perpetual motion of starting over.
He's already starting over with a new staff. Yeah. What are you going to change? Uniforms? Is going to change
you? I think you got to keep the quarterback because it's a constant churn of people. At some point, you got to stop that.
Yeah, changing the uniform is not going to change the player. Coaching staffs and putting better players around him is going to change the player.
Everything bigger in Texas, including this story next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
And it is a pleasure. I mentioned Dallas legend, man. Sometimes the call to the hall can be worth the wait, especially when you know you deserve to be in from day one. It is a pleasure to welcome in the original 88. And now, start writing that Hall of Fame speech. Drew Pearson joining us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. Think about this if you're a Cowboys fan. Jimmy Johnson's getting in because of last year's delay. Cliff Harris, Drew's old teammate. Cowboys maybe going in the Hall of Fame game. And Drew, you are the capper. Good morning. Every year as a sportscaster, I would show video of you, sadly, with the family around. So close. So close. But the call doesn't come. But now it does. Take us through the emotions.
Yeah, you know, I'm still excited about it, excited when it happened. Disappointed about a year ago this past January because I didn't get that call. But, guys, I only had to wait 8 months for that to be corrected when I was nominated as the lone senior nominee. And then within a year or another 6 months, you know, I'm a Hall of Famer. So I'm excited about it. And one thing about being a Hall of Famer, it doesn't matter when it comes. It could come in the first year, first time eligibility, or it could come when you're 70 years old. You're still excited about it, and it still feels good.
You're the last standing guy to be inducted into the Hall of Fame from the 1970s all-decade team. What does that feel like, Drew?
Yeah, it was disappointing that when that came up, Keyshawn. And with all due respect, I admire your game, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
But anyway, yes, sir. You know, it. When you're all decade, you think that's almost a guarantee that you're going to be into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because the all decade teams are voted by the Hall of Fame voting committee. So you think that's almost a guarantee, but it wasn't that way for me. But I thought all along, guys, that the Hall of Fame committee, the voting committee, would eventually correct those mistakes and get it right. And that's what they did. So, you know, I'm excited about that, and I'm excited now. No hard feelings whatsoever in either direction or against anybody. I'm just happy I'm in now, and I'm happy I'm able at this age to understand what's going on after playing 11 years in the NFL. And because of that, I appreciate everything that's going on.
When you got that call, how did you celebrate?
Well, you know, I got the call over at the Cowboy Star facility, their headquarters, and they kind of set me up, guys. They wanted me to come over to meet with Jerry Jones along with Roger Staubach, and they said it had something to do with real estate. And I thought that was logical because Roger and Jerry, Mr. Jones, are involved in real estate ventures at the Star, and I thought they might want to include me. So we go in the meeting, and we're talking. Then I hear that knock on the door. Mr. Jones tells me to go answer the door, and I answer the door. And that doorwell was filled up with Mr. David Baker. You know, he's a big man. He can fill up a doorwell. And he filled it up, and he came in with a camera crew behind him. Wow. And saying that, Drew, you have been selected as the newest member through the senior committee for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And I just kind of started crying and bawling there. The emotions kind of took over from that point. And then I looked over at Jerry, Mr. Jones, and Roger Staubach, and they were grinning over there like they ate canary. And I was upset with my quarterback for not telling me or giving me some idea this was going to be it. But, guys, I couldn't have been told any other way because it was at the Cowboy facility. A Hall of Famer, Jerry Jones, Mr. Jones was there. And also my quarterback, a Hall of Famer, Roger Staubach, was there. So that was a good way to find out. And with this COVID and pandemic going on, I don't think they could have done it any better.
Mm. Well, Drew, first and foremost, congratulations. I'm a big fan of yours. Love seeing this happen for you. But I have to also ask you about the Cowboys situation. What are your thoughts on Dak Prescott, and will this relationship work out long term?
Absolutely. They better make it work, because I don't think they'll better find a better quarterback. And I don't think they'll find a better person that's available right now than Dak Prescott. And because his injury, you know, that injury he got was very bad, and it hurt the football team. It certainly hurt Dak. But, you know, something like that, you can turn into a blessing in disguise, because I guarantee as soon as Dak got finished with that surgery, as soon as he got the okay from the doctors, he was out there working, rehabbing, and trying to make that recovery as fast as possible. And Dak is the kind of guy that you want leading your football team. He's a quality person. He's a winner. Look at Mississippi State, what he did when he went there. He turned that program around. They haven't won anything since Dak has left. And so now he's with the Cowboys, and he's had a good, you know, start of his career. So the Cowboys have to understand that. I think the Cowboys understand what they have here, and I think they'll take care of business with Dak and get that deal done.
When you look at the Cowboys overall, though, I know we talked about the Dak deal getting done, but overall, outside of Dak, what is it that they need to do to get back into Super Bowl contention? Every single year, Drew, you know, we talk about the Cowboys, Cowboys. Like, I'm tired of talking about the Cowboys. What do they need to do?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, Key, we talk about all the talent they have, don't we, all the time, you know? They got more talent than anybody in the NFL, but it never pans out that way. I think what they do have to do going forward is continue to get used to the ways and means of Coach McCarthy, get used to the system and playing with the players that they have around them. And then the guys have to be accountable for themselves. You know, they got to look in the mirror. You know, when you're out there missing tackles or dropping passes, you know, that ain't about the coaches. That's about you. So you got to look in the mirror and point the finger at yourself sometimes and try to correct, do what you can to try to correct the situation. And I hope that's what the players are doing through this offseason. They should be so disappointed how things have turned out in the last couple years when a lot of people were anticipating them being a Super Bowl contender. So that should be a chip on their shoulder, a little motivation for trying to want to prove people wrong. So I hope they have that kind of attitude through this offseason as they prepare, you know, for next season. So I think it's all about the players. You can say what you want about the coaches, this and that. Yeah, they're supposed to put you in a position to have success, but you, the players, have to go out there and carry that out. And so I'm putting the onus on the players. If the players step up, then I think the Cowboys can have some success in the future.
Indeed. The triplets, we all know about the triplets, but these triplets would be Drew Pearson, Jimmy Johnson, and Cliff Harris all going in, with Drew being an undrafted kid out of Tulsa with a $150 signing bonus that ends up in the Hall of Fame. Quite a journey. Let us be the latest to offer a congratulations, and we'll see you this summer in Canton. Thank you, Drew.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all be safe. Go okay. Cowboys.
Yes. There you go. They need another one of those rings. That one, he's popping off on that right ring finger. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Indeed. Find quality candidates fast with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who fit your job description instantly. Claim a $75 credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply. True story, undrafted, out of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. $150. They paid him $150 so he could go back to Oklahoma and get his stuff. Think about that. $150 so you can go back to Oklahoma, grab your stuff. We need you to be a Cowboys legend, and he turned out to do it. On the way, if today is your birthday, let me wish you a happy birthday. But you got nothing on this birthday celebration. One for the ages. That is next. So as you know, this is always sports related, but they're telling me I got to break the rules occasionally. So let's do it and talk a little something about not sports, but just something that is really catching a lot of people's attention. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance.
They as in who?
They as in a lot of people that picked up their phone this morning and clicked on this particular story. All right? I'm going to tell you her name. You probably never heard of her before this morning. Her name is Sister Andre. The reason she's named Sister Andre, besides the fact that she's a nun, is that Andre was the name of her brother who has passed along. So she took his name to honor him. Her real name is Lucille Randon. She's from France. And today, Lucille, or Sister Andre, is celebrating her 117th birthday. And this is why I want to mention
wow.
this. 117. Think about this. She has to be one of only a handful of people on Earth that has survived two pandemics. She survived the 1918 Spanish flu. Anybody out there listening survived the 1918 Spanish flu? And she also, 3 days ago, was cleared from having the coronavirus. 3 days ago. She also survived both world wars. She celebrated today with a glass of wine and a prayer. she is a nun. So happy 117th birthday to her. Before I ask the fellas how long they want to live, I got to ask you this. So she is, Sister Andre, is what they call a super centenarian. That is somebody that is way over 100 years old. Minimum of 100, but around 110. There are 23, now this is where the male-female divide comes in. I know most people listening are fellas. I got you. It's ESPN. There are 23 super centenarians in the world. There's some in the United States. Japan, well-known for having people that live over 100. Of the 23 that are living, how many are men? How many are women? And then we'll get to see. Key says he wants to live till 200. We'll get a real answer in a second. How many of the super centenarians? I already gave you one woman.
Four men, 19 women.
Okay, so I already gave you one because Sister Andre is a woman, right? So there you go. 4 and 19 for Jay.
I'm going to split it right down the middle. Just split down the middle. Take one on one side. I know the numbers aren't even, but
right.
Yeah, split right down the middle.
Gotcha. So he's got like 12 and a half. Or, yeah. Okay. Believe it or not.
Why are you laughing, Jay?
Believe it or not.
Because it took you a minute to think about the number.
No. I just, what I wanted to do, that's all.
According to the database, which was updated 4 days ago, all 23 women. Are women.
Wow.
That's a bad sign for us. It's a very bad
no
sign
chance.
For us.
You gotta keep drinking a lot more wine, Key.
I'm gonna just move to Japan.
That's true. They're known for it. They are known for it. Centenarians in Japan are known. So that leads to the question, if you can make it to 117, I'll see you there. We'll still be hosting the show at that point.
Jeez.
The tube down our throat, we can't be talking.
You think we forget names now.
Who's that boy's name? What's the name? So L?
No.
Basketball player?
Be like, oh man, Tom Brady really made a great throw.
He would be in that group.
That's not Tom Brady. He's no longer with us.
So how
well,
long?
Damn, it's 2120. I got no idea what year it is.
So do you got? I mean, everybody wants to live a long, prosperous life. But I should mention, in all seriousness, Sister Andre, she is in a wheelchair and she is blind because she is 117 years old. Happy birthday to her, and I hope she continues to keep going, keep ticking every single day. But
taste buds still working. She drinking wine.
Yeah, man, she's loving it. You get her anything she wants. You make 117. You can get anything you want, except
at that
point, cake with the 117 candles.
Working.
That's like a big cake. But how long do you want to go? I know the answer is as long as possible.
I was going to say. I'm trying to go as long as possible, but if I can, I mean, I want to go as long as possible. If I can get to the 100th century mark, I gotta start doing some stuff different then.
Yeah, you eat pretty well.
I know, but I outside eating pretty well. I just gotta start to just, you know, I don't know what can get me to 100, but I would like to be, you know, I tell my kids all the time, I want y'all to get mad at me and when I'm 100 years old, put me away. That's what I'm looking forward to that.
You got to tell them you had them so they could take care of you.
Yeah,
you were
absolutely.
Born to take care of me.
Absolutely. It's just, Jay, man, you know, 100, that's... 100.
Yeah, that's long, man.
I'm halfway there, though.
He'll be 100 still refusing to tell us who the GOAT is.
What you say, Evan?
You'll be 100 and still refusing to tell us who the goat is.
Appreciate them all.
At 100 years old, I might be telling you, he's the horse, because I won't even know what a goat is. what a camel. He's a great camel.
It's got to go zooming until the wheels fall off. I already got one wheel off, so
yeah,
as long as I can go.
Go until the wheels fall off, though, for real talk. I mean, that's impressive, though. It's wild to see that somebody can live that long at 117.
And she is actually, just to, because I know you're wondering this, they always tell us this on SportsCenter, it's the second time this has happened in history. And I can hear my SportsCenter bosses already. What's the first? You got to tell me the first. The person at home wants to know what's the first. She is, according to the centenarian record, the second oldest woman on earth. So the question is, who's the oldest?
Who's the oldest?
Kane. Go ahead. You want to guess the age? Go ahead, guess the age.
Yeah, I'll go 121.
No, I'm going to go 119.
118.
118.
Okay.
Kane Tanaka, again, all women, all of the super centenarians are women. She is 118 years old, and by the surname, you can tell, Japanese.
Man, you gave him 121, though, Jay.
I don't know.
But 117, right? Hell, now. 118. I mean, like, that's, man. But they done seen everything. They done seen it all. Buggies, horses, cars, electric cars.
The first flu pandemic. I mean,
yeah, I know. Right? Quite, yeah, of course, all of that. But I mean, just in general in life, that's crazy, right?
Can you imagine if you told that person at like 13, like what an iPhone would be, or an airplane? I'm serious. Or a car.
What an iPhone would be.
A black and white TV, a color TV, Netflix.
Netflix.
Like, what?
In 100
I'm talking about horse and buggies. You're talking about Netflix?
Streaming. They're gonna be, streaming is coming along here in
100 years. Be here for it. Unbelievable.
What if you invested young into something like that 100 years later, right?
Yes. That E.F. Hutton penny stock 100 years ago really paying off. Now I can't enjoy it because I'm 117. Got to spend it while you can enjoy it. Happy birthday to Sister Andre at 117.
Jay After Dark coming to you soon on ESPN+. Plus.
Subscribe now. Jay. Year free long time.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.